Okay, last Thursday night I mentioned that in one of my shiurim, and I never went back to talk about it, about a fellow who just recently discovered that he's in all likelihood a Levi. So I thought maybe we'll talk a little bit about what it takes for someone to prove that they're a Kohen, and what the status of our Kohanim, Bizman HaZeh, really are. Are we sure that our Kohanim are Kohanim? Is it only a Rov? Is it a Chazakah? What exactly is it, and what nafkaminas might there be? So the Torah tells us, V'kidashto ki eslechem elokech, the pasuk tells us that we have to treat the kohen with special treatment. The Mishnah Maseches Kiddushin tells us, "Ein botkin min hamizbeach l'mayla v'lo min hasanhedrin l'mayla." That in the old days, when we had kohanim doing the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, you would never have to check yichus again once you saw that he did avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, or if he was appointed on the Sanhedrin, you knew that a person's yichus was very good. But the Rambam in the Hilchos Yisuribia Parachav Halacha Beis paskins this, but bizman hazeh the Rambam right, so there in Halacha Aleph, Kol Kohanim Bizman HaZeh B'Chazaka Heim Kohanim. Now nowadays we don't have any rayas, we don't have anything clear, we only have Chazaka. We have to assume that it's a Chazaka that they are Kohanim. So the question is, what ramifications does this have on the Halacha? When we say that it's all a Chazaka, that all the Kohanim nowadays are only Kohani Chazaka, does that mean that they're only Kohanim B'Torah Safek, or does it mean that they're Kohanim B'Torah Zvadai as well, and might there be enough Kaminas between the two? What we're not going to get into today, but also a fascinating topic, is what about a person who finds out by seeing on a tombstone the word, hands on a tombstone, or the last name is Cohen? Is that a good enough indication that a person is a Cohen? In Persia, the Rabakshi Doron Zichron Levracha has tshuvas how in Persia they used to give the name Cohen to anyone who was a chash of a person. When a person was a person of stature, they would call them Kohen. So that could mess up really assumptions of yichus that people make based on the last name of Kohen. So what exactly is a fair enough raya, and does it make a difference how many generations of Shomrei Torah mitzvos, or people who were not Shomrei Torah mitzvos, were in the mix? But maybe we'll just discuss some of the basics. We're certainly not going to resolve yichus issues in our 10 minutes that we have together, but maybe just to give a little bit of the basics of the sugya. There is a sugya in Maseches Ksubas on Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, where there is machlokas between Rav Chista and Rav Avina, whether we are malin min nisiyas kapayim liyuchsin. When you see that someone did nisiyas kapayim, that someone is duchening, can you then assume that he's a kohen miyuchas? And the Gemara uses the expression, Rabbi Yossi has an expression in the Braisa, gedola chazaka, that Beis Din cannot change someone's chazaka, that if a person is muchzak to be a kohen, so that is very powerful. The question is, how powerful is it? When we say Gedola Chazaka, or like the Rambam says, Kol Kohanim Bizman HaZeh B'Chazaka Heim Kohanim. So does that mean that they are Vaday Kohanim, and that we treat them for all Halacha as like a Vaday Kohanim? We have Halacha Soklin V'Sarfin Al Chazakos. The Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Pei Amud Aleph tells us we give Skila based on Chazakos, based on assuming family relationships and violations of Arayos. How do you know that that child is the child of that woman? So now it's a violation of Arayos if they were together. We give Skila based on that assumption, based on the Chazaka, that he's the child of that person, that they're related in a given way. We don't require DNA tests in order to determine that somebody is a sibling or that somebody is Arayos. So nowadays, Kohanim don't have a Ksav Yuchzin, and they don't have a Eidos of Mizbeach anymore, but they do have a Cheskas Kohuna, and therefore it could be that they have a din of Kohen Min HaTorah. The Kiryas Sefer on the Rambam writes, I feel if someone is known to be from a family of Kohanim and no one ever had any tainas on it, no one ever questioned it, who Kohen l'chaladvarim d'mahanyile cheskaso min ha-Torah, says the Kiryas Sefer, he's a Kohen on a Daraisa level. Even for Dinim Daraisa, we count him as a Kohen because we're Samech on him for Pidin HaBen, which is a Din Daraisa, where we are Yotze Pidin HaBen by giving to such a Kohen, and that's clearly a din d'oraisa. And not only does the Kiryas Sefer write this way, the Mabit, but his son, the Maharit, also writes the same way. The Maharit in Chelek Aleph, Siman Pei, also writes that Bizman HaZeh, Kohanim are assumed to be Kohanim Vadai, based on that chazaka. The raya that they bring, that Kohanim are a Kohen Vadai, Bizman Hazeh, the Tshuva Shvos Yaakov, Chelek Aleph, Simen Sadi Gimel, brings a raya that it's not just Kohani Safek, from the fact that Kohanim not only do Birchas Kohanim nowadays, but they do it with a bracha. And we're not choshesh, for the Gemara Maseches Ksubis tells us that anyone who's not a Kohen and is no say kapav is over ba'asei, because the Pasuk says, Kos of Archu, so we learn Atem Velo Zarim, and V'lav Abam Elchal Asei is an Asei, so it's a violation of Asei. If it was a Safek Cheskas Kohuna, so then we wouldn't allow them to do Birchas Kohanim with a bracha, because of Safek Daraisa L'chumra, that they may be in violation of an Asei, so we'd have to be Machmir about that violation of an Asei. But the Shvos Yaakov says, I've heard that Raya, but I reject that Raya. Why does he reject that Raya? Because this is one of those circumstances where there is no easy Chumra. There is no way to just go L'chumra, because you want to tell me that it's a Safek Isser for a Zar to be Nosei Kapav, but it's a Safek Isser also for a Kohen not to be Nosei as Kapav, because Kohen Gomer is allowed to be Nosei Kapav and Mevarich, even though a Zar is in violation of an Asei, says the Shvos Yaakov, Kivan de Kohen Sheino Nosei Kapav Kilu Over B'Shalosh Asei. A Kohen who does not do Nosei as Kapayim is in violation of three Aseis, so Amru Chachavim, Di Yisa Kapav, Imu Safek Kohen, Vikivan to be the Rabbanan Nosei Kapav, Shapir Mevarich. So the Rabbanan said, better that he should do the Nesias Kapayim if he thinks he's a Kohen. And once the Rabbanan say that he should do the mitzvah, so then he says the bracha on the mitzvah, just like we say bracha on mitzvahs to Rabbanan all the time. So it's not necessarily a raya that a Kohen is a Kohen Vadai. There are a group of poskim that assume that a Kohen is in fact a Kohen Safek Bizman Hazeh. When it comes to Afrashas Chala, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Yerodea Simin Shin Chav Bey, Si'if Aleph, mitzvah Sasei Lahafrish Truma Me'isa, V'litna the Kohen. There's a mitzvah to be mafresh challah and give it to a Kohen. Nowadays we're all Tamei Mesim, so we don't give the challah to a Kohen, so we burn it instead, because the challah is undoubtedly Tamei. But if you have challah that's Hufrash in Chutz Laretz, where the Ikur Chiyuv is only Midrabanan, the Chacham were more Mekel, and they allowed giving to the Kohanim, according to the Shulchan Aruch, and they allowed it Ba'achila, because it is only Chiyuv Midrabanan. So the Mechaber writes, Im Rotzel Ha'afrish Chala Achas Mafrish Echad Mimem Ches, you're Mafrish 1/48 of the dough, V'ne'echeles L'katon Shadayin Lo Ra Keri. Find a Kohen who is definitely not Tamei, meaning he's going to be Tamei Meis, but someone who's not Tamei as a Bal Keri, find a child Kohen who never saw Keri yet, and give him the Chala. And the Rama writes, V'yesh Omrim Kivan Shein Chala Ne'echeles B'zman Hazeh Beretz Yisrael Gam B'shar Mekom Osein Tzrich Lafrish Rai Chala Achas Ulusarfa. The Rama says, come on, if in Eretz Yisrael we're not giving challah to Kohanim, we're not going to do it in Chutz Laretz either. Because yes, in Chutz Laretz it's only Drabanan, but it's patterned after the din in Eretz Yisrael. So if you're not going to give the challah in Eretz Yisrael, you're not going to give it in Chutz Laretz either. So the Shach explains the Rama, the Shach over there in Siv Katan Tes, explains the Rama based on the Marshal, that the reason we don't give the challah to a Kohen Katan is Mishum Delo Mechaskinon Bizman Hazeh B'Kohen Vadai. We don't consider him to be a Kohen Vadai. If we did, we would give him the challah. The Magen Avraham in Ilchus Pesach also writes that Ein Machzikim also K'Kohen Vadai D'Dilman Eschala Achas Mei Mosav. We don't know his whole family history, even if his last name is Cohen. I met someone recently whose last name is Katz, and he told me my last name is Katz, but I am not a Cohen. I said, that's funny, how did you get the last name Katz? He said, I'm a Chalal. He said, my grandfather married a Grusha, and I am my father was the product of my grandfather, whose last name was Katz, marrying a Grusha. He told me one of the Rebbeim in Yeshiva told him he's like a walking Minchas Chinuch, that he's a fascinating halachic discussion, but you have sometimes where there's a legitimate concern that somewhere along the way that there was that nischal el hakuhuna. So the Magen Avraham writes, and according to the Beretiv, that's why we're not so careful to fulfill the mitzvah of ikidashto to be makdim a kohen the chaldover. I was just in the post office just now. Someone asked for my sefer. I was sending it. So I was in the post office. I didn't stop and turn around and say, any kohanim over here? If you're a kohen, please cut the line. Why not? Well, first of all, none of them look Jewish, but even if so, even if they were Jewish, the Magen Avraham writes, we're not pekin be yichusei kohuna. So no, we don't treat Kohanim as if they are vadai Kohanim, and that's why we don't fulfill that mitzvah. In fact, there's a tshuva in the Maharash Dam, where the Maharash Dam writes, A fascinating case. There was a woman who was in captivity, and normally a shvuya is asura l'kohen, but there was another woman in captivity with her who said that she heard that that woman had never, nothing happened to her, that she remained tahora the entire time in captivity. So normally that would not be enough to go on. You wouldn't be able to just rely on the edus of the other person. But says Marashdam, well, since anyway, whatever kohen she's going to marry is only a safek kohen, because it's all a chazaka and it's all based on sveikos, kohanim is Manenu, he says, Arenim Kohanim Vadai, so it's a Svek Sveka, and maybe she was really Torah the whole time, and even if not, maybe this fella that she wants to marry is not a Kohen. So it turns out, you have this Machlokas HaPoskim, whether Kohanim Bizmanazer or Kohanim, they're definitely Kohanim Chazaka. The question is, are they Kohanim Vadai or Kohanim Safek? So and it comes out three Nafkaminas at least. Nafkamina number one, the whether you give Chalat to a Kohen Bizmanazer in Chutzlar, it's Nafkamina number two, whether we have to be makbid about the din of a kidashto bismanazeh. Nafkamina number three, according to this Marashdam, that maybe you couldn't be mitzari for a svek sveka in trying circumstances. Pischei tshuvin yoredeh simin shinei sivkat nyebeis quotes a chiddush of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. That Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes that since nowadays kohanim are only safek kohanim, it's min ha-ra'oi that after you give the pidyon aben, the kohen should return the money. Because maybe he's not a real Kohen, and it's Gezel Biyado. So he should return the money afterwards, min ha-ra'oi, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, because he doesn't want to be a Ganav if he's not a real Kohen. The father of the Aviya Ben is not interested in really giving him the money. Not only that, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, it's incumbent on every Aviya Ben who didn't marry a Bas Kohen or a Bas Levi, and himself is neither a Kohen nor a Levi, and the child was not a C-section, and they, you know, whenever you have a Pidyon HaBen situation, essentially, it's incumbent upon the father to find every Kohen he possibly can and do another Pidyon, because it's only a Safek. Anytime you have a Kohen, it's only a Safek. So Kol Kohen Sheyifkosh Bo, any Kohen that he comes in contact with, he should do a Pidyon HaBen. Rav Shlomo Eger, in his comments on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, disagrees with Rabbi Yaakov Emden. He says, come on, that you're going to call that Gezel? You're giving it to the Kohen because you're trying to do the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. He says, Dimidaite no sin, Kivin Shorotza Lotz, he knows that we don't know for sure that this fellow is a Kohen. He's doing his best, though, so he's trying to do the mitzvah. So it's not a chashash gezel. And also that you're going to make him crazy every single Kohen he meets. He's going to have to drop another $200 for those coins to give to a Kohen. It's not going to be something that we're going to require. Rav Vosner in Shevet HaLevi, Chela Gimel, Simon Kuf Samach, says, you know, on this issue of whether a Kohen is a Kohen Vadeh or a Kohen Safik, he says, you know, really from the Sugis and Shas, it sounds more like the Shvus Yaakov, the Kohanim are only Becheskas Safik. But, he says, the Halacha is more, the way the Halacha plays out, it sounds more like the Maharit, that the Cheskas Kuhuna is an absolute Chazaka min HaTorah, and even for Inyanim of for Dinim Da'araisa, like Pidyon HaBen, and Nesiyas Kapayim, and Matanos, we're going to assume Da'araisa. And he says, I, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, he was Nichnas Bepirtza Dechuka, says Rav Vosner. He's coming to, it's a real stretch to pater Kohanim from Pidyon HaBen and to be Mechayev a Bas Kohen and a Bas Levi Bizman HaZeh in Pidyon HaBen out of a Suffolk that maybe they're not really who they think they are. Sugya di Alma Delo Kavasei, says Rav Vosner. We assume not that way, and therefore we assume that Kohanim apparently are Kohane Vade for certain aspects. So it is a matter of controversy. It's not something that you ever have a clear solution to where all Nafkaminas are necessarily going to point in the same direction. But we do our best as far as identifying Kohanim, and to the extent that we're able to identify with beyond reasonable doubt, that's what we assume. Maybe for a different shir we could discuss what is reasonable doubt, meaning what's good enough, whether you could rely on a tombstone or a last name, and under what circumstances you could rely on those things, but that's not for now. So everyone should have a great day.